Well, a warm welcome to this talk, and I'm delighted to welcome Mr. Richard Hirschman from Alabama. Now, Richard was one of the first embalmers in the world to notice these white blood clots and to start photographing them and taking notice of them, a new pathology. Richard, thank you very much for coming on the video.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you're actually a professional embalmer, Richard. How many bodies a year will you embalm?
Well, I'm a trade embalmer, so that varies depending on, you know, how busy the funeral home is and if they want to call me or not. But I probably embalm at least 300 plus bodies a year. Sometimes I've embalmed up to 650 in a year.
And how long have you been embalming for?
I started the profession back in 2001. I recall being in the funeral home as an apprentice when 9/11 happened. So it's been a long time. Now, I finished mortuary school in 2004 and became duly licensed. You know, we have to do an apprenticeship first before we can take our national board exams.
Now, you first saw these clots early 2021. March or April time 2021. Have you ever seen anything like these white clots before in your entire 23-year career?
No, John, I haven't. And I remember the kind of the earlier times of when I first saw it, I was shocked and I just, you know, kind of overlooked it as a strange anomaly. But when I started seeing it more and more often as the year went along, I started asking other embalmers and professionals that I work around and with, had they ever seen it? Some of these people had up to, 30, 40, 50 years of experience, and none of them had witnessed these types of clots either.
So it's interesting, Richard. So far, I've spoken to three medical professors, about half a dozen doctors and at least one pathologist, and none of them have seen anything like this before. They simply hadn't seen it. This seems to be a completely new pathology that's being identified. Now, had you seen any of these clots in 2020, prior to 2021, in the first year of the pandemic in 2020?
No, I did not. I did notice towards the end of the year of the second half, more in the fall and the winter, I did notice an increase of clotting issues, but they were more typical clots, you know, the grape jelly-like clots that that we sometimes would run into.
But you'd seen these type of clots for your entire career. It's these new white clots that you first saw in 2021.
That's correct. And when I only had three images on my phone, I brought it to my doctor's attention, and he too had never seen anything like it. And he was so shocked that he brought another doctor into the office to look at these pictures. And the two times that I visited him after that, he was always asking about the clots, but he could never explain it.
Now, of course, it's interesting to try and correlate the onset of these clots that you first saw in March, April 2021. Just out of interest, when did the COVID-19 vaccine rollout begin in Alabama in your area?
Right around here, it was probably January of 2021. And John O'Looney had put out a video later on in 2021, somewhere in the fall. And when he described what he was seeing in his funeral home, it was the same thing I was seeing. And that was a huge influx in January of 2021. It's the busiest I'd ever been in my career.
Now, of course, we interviewed John O'Looney recently on this program, and he's a undertaker embalmer in England. And you're in Alabama. So we've got the same phenomena, these white clots, starting at the same time on two different continents, it's almost as if there's some common cause that's caused the clots to occur in England and in the United States at essentially the same time.
Right. Now, when he was talking about his experience, now he didn't show any pictures or images, but when I saw his video, and it was probably around maybe October of 2021, I realized that it wasn't just me over here in Alabama, that this was reaching all the way over there in the UK. And when he talked about his embalmer seeing clots, like, you know, the clotting issues were really, really bad, my thought was, these are not your typical clots. They're different.
So we know that fairly early in 2021, these clots were occurring in Alabama and England. And presumably, Richard, you've got embalmer colleagues that you're able to communicate with in different parts of the United States.
Yes, I reached out to several of my colleagues. I have some that were up in Tennessee, and all around my area for sure.
And moving on into 2022, 2023, were you still seeing these white clots?
Oh, I see them right now on a regular basis almost. And the frequency at which I see it fluctuates. It's kind of up and down. Overall, I would say at least 50% of the bodies have some form of these clots. Now, not always are they the real big ones that I see. Sometimes they're smaller, but they're all very similar to this this kind of white fibrous looking tissue. And that's what it looks like. It looks like tissue, not like blood at all.
And what does it feel like? Is it sticky? Is it elastic? Is it fibrous? Does it crumble in your fingers? Is it stretchy?
No, a typical blood clot in the past is like grape jelly. At worst, maybe a grape jam. But and when you try to pick it up, it falls apart in your hand. It almost dissolves because the blood just crumbles apart and is very slippery and slick. These I can pick up with forceps. I can stretch them like a rubber band. They will break if you put enough tension on it, but they're way stronger than any clot that I'd ever seen before.
Quite incredible, really. So up to 50% of the bodies that you are embalming have got these white clots in them. Some are bigger, some are smaller, but you're seeing these in up to 50% of the bodies.
Right. And the only thing in the past that we would see would be what you might call chicken fat clots. And we call them that because that's what they really look like. They look like a piece of yellow chicken fat. They're usually not very strong. They're usually not very big. Not these big, long, stringy things.
I'm just trying to get an idea of how representative a sample of those that die opt for embalming. I mean, what proportion of deaths in your area would you estimate opt for embalming after death?
What do you mean? The percentage of embalmings? Well, that is decreasing as time goes along because the cost of everything is getting more expensive and more people are opting for cremation. So right now it's probably about 50% of the bodies are embalmed, whereas before, the majority of the people were embalmed.
So quite a high percentage, really. And I don't think there's any reason to think that the people that are opting for embalming or opting against not to get embalmed, I don't really see why there should be any difference between those two groups. So the 50% of people that you are embalming, I think, is a fair sample of the total number of people that died.
No, they're not, John. And that is one of my concerns. A lot of the people that are embalmed are older. A lot of the people had already made funeral pre-arrangements for down the road when they die, so it's been paid for. A lot of the younger people are opting for cremation because it's much more affordable on the families. And of course, with the high cost of the living, the reason why more people are going to cremation is because it's just much more affordable.
Of course, you could still embalm bodies prior to cremation so that the friends and relatives can view the body looking in a more natural state.
We do, but that's still quite expensive. But it does happen. We do embalm people that want to have a funeral service first and then to be followed up with a cremation later.
Now, are you seeing these strange new white blood clots in the arterial system and in the venous system?
John, that was one of the most concerning things that I was freaking out about, because we would never see clots in arteries. The arteries were typically always empty. There was void of any blood in there. All the blood would be pretty much in the venous system, and it was in the venous system where we would see clots. I sent you some images we might discuss later. I have pulled some out where I've taken a ruler next to them. One of them is 33 inches long out of the artery.
Now, that's actually just the first part of the video, but I'm actually going to leave it there for now and post this as a separate, as a single video. The reason is I'm slightly concerned that there could be limitations on the pictures we're about to show. Now, I am going to show the pictures in the next video, but I'm going to do it separately. Then, if there's a problem with one video, at least we've got this bit done. But what we're clearly seeing is these new white clots, not seen before, not seen any time before in these embalmers' careers, but seen for the first time, bang, they appear in the record in 2021. Now, some of the embalmers in England saw very small amounts in 2020, but there we saw Richard didn't see any until 2021 and is still seeing them now. Now, do try and catch the next video. I'm hoping I'm going to be allowed to leave the next video up. So that'll be up probably shortly. But for now, thank you, and we'll leave that one there. But definite questions to be answered, I think you'll agree.